This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's been a lot of coverage of Brunei and because of...
Because of the recent news. And we did a fantastic interview with Neil Farrow, who is... has created a new petition. I mean, there are a number of petitions going around online, but he has created a petition to ensure that Royal Brunei does not fly into Australia, and has had some fantastic wins in that particular area. We can post on our page what the link is.
I think some travel agencies have started to drop selling these flights.
Apparently STA has stopped selling tickets on Royal Brunei Airlines.
Yeah, and I think there's calls for others to do that. And I mean, there's been quite a lot of publicity in terms of celebrities calling out for boycotting some of the big hotel owned by the Sultan of Brunei.
Yes, well, until recently I wasn't aware, but there is a hotel in Brisbane that is owned by the Sultan, which is the Royal...
On the Park.
Royal on the Park.
Or something. I'm not 100% sure.
We need to actually double-check that, because we don't want to slander our hotel incorrectly. And, of course, there has been calls for Flight Centre to take action. Virgin Airlines, I believe, just recently announced that they would prevent certain codeshare with... I'm not sure exactly the depth of it, but you can certainly read online about that. And... in addition, I think one of the things that we are noticing is that Smart Traveller, the government website, while it has noted on their page about travel warnings, they just mentioned that Sharia law has taken effect in Brunei as of April 3rd, but they have not altered their travel warnings one iota, which is kind of surprising, I think. Yeah. So there's been a lot of conversation about at what point are you subject to those laws if you are travelling, obviously, on Royal Brunei. I mean, no one's going to, really. But Flight Centre apparently did not refund...
Oh, for people that didn't want to travel. Oh,
that's
I guess they only do that when there is the travel advice from the government changed to do not go.
And that's part of the problem because the government's been missing in action.
Mm. I think the foreign minister made a statement.
Yes, Marissa Payne made a statement, which I actually need to find out more about what that statement was. But you know, we have a Minister for Transport, which is Michael McCormack. No word. Scott Morrison, no word. No.
And I know that some other leaders, European leaders, have made statement against, like the French president, I think in the UK, they've made statements, but nothing from really official from Australia. The hotel is Royal on the Park.
Oh, thank you for clarifying that, Stefan. The Queensland government was in negotiations with Royal Brunei Airlines for some time about getting them to fly into Brisbane. They have ceased those negotiations, which is good news. So there is a lot of movement in this area, but there is quite a lot more that needs to be done, particularly
absolutely.
From the people in power.
It is very concerning, I mean, what's happening. And I think it's going there. It goes down to, we talked a lot in the show about your compass and how you feel comfortable. And I think that's definitely for any LGBTI community. It's not somewhere you would, I mean, I speak for myself, and I think most people echo that. It's not somewhere where you would want to go, really.
I'm sure that it's got a lot of people curious. Certainly the exposé on the Sultan of Brunei and his family's lifestyle. Yeah. And, Carrie, you were just saying that you passed through Brunei once a number of years ago.
Yes, quite a number of years ago on our way to Borneo, I think, and we flew with Royal Brunei and had a layover in Brunei. And on the way back, we went to this, basically it's the only sort of tourist place in the whole country, which is this gigantic hotel where everything is covered in gold. It's basically the only place you can get a drink in the entire country. And it was so lavish and over the top. Mm. But there like, didn't seem to, I can't really remember. There weren't very few people there. I'm not quite sure what the attraction to Brunei would be for the average traveller anyway. Except as a kind of a place where you stop Brunei Airways and go on.
Yes.
But, you, like, I don't think anyone's going to be doing that anymore either.
I think for a lot of people that was the attraction because Royal Brunei used to be really cheap out of Australia to go to Europe. So
Cheap and not bad.
And you know, latest planes and things. So they've got things going for them. But in the current circumstances, I think it's probably not the best thing to do. There was, if you're interested on Brunei, there was a Worldwide Wave on Tuesday night. I did a show interviewing somebody from Brunei, an insider, LGBTI person, and giving his take on that.
So that's really interesting to listen to the podcast online.
Yep, absolutely. And the
podcast with Neil, interview with Neil Farrow, is also up already.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.